played. You got hit by a drunk driver.
Yep.
You were playing in the NFL.
And sure enough, I got diagnosed with lymphoid leukemia. Dream job. I had my dream girl. Everything.
If I'm wrong, you got some death threats?
Oh, more than death threats. yeah. I mean, you're going to kill me and my family. Why? Because we spoke positive about something?
You went way out of line. Now,
yeah, but yet, that's supposed to be the good person, right?
Yeah.
He says he's fighting for America, telling me people like me should be dead. How could I do this to America? Call me a terrorist and
everything. People started to highlight the KKK.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have functioning branches right now to this day.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And we don't take them as, like, the epitome of Christianity.
But America fears Muslims. And they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, why you're talking about doing terrorist acts, why calling somebody else a terrorist?
There you go. That's a good point, right?
I went to their pages. They said that they brag. They go to church twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday and Wednesday. But yet then they still have that hate in their heart.
Yeah,
there's been more what they call terrorist attacks from Christian organizations than there ever has been Muslim.
That's a statistical fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was making fun of me. That's he follows God. He don't know why I'd be around them people following Allah.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy, somebody had explained to him, you know, you just said you don't follow God and you were talking about God.
That means
you have no fear for the law? You have no fear for what other people think of you?
Yeah.
What's going to stop that person from actually going out and attacking somebody? Mm-hmm. Why? Because of religious beliefs?
You know?
Yeah.
For the Muslim community, how often do they deal with this? All I said was...
Come there. I said, so how do you feel now that you realize it's not a bomb-making factory?
I mean, I'm 6'4", and I got people literally threatening me over a situation.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. Thank you for tuning in every week. We are here. Hit that notification bell so we can get you the newest, latest, upcoming episodes delivered directly to you. My next guest, Tim, former NFL player who got hit by a drunk driver. And then after that, another tragedy happened where he was given only 2 years to live.
Show.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm actually doing pretty good.
Let's bring them up to speed. It was about a couple months ago, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
We hooked up. And
we did a positive view on pretty much everything we were seeing around us, what I was noticing and everything else.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about your former days in the NFL.
Yes.
Bringing people up to speed. You got hit by a drunk driver.
Yep.
You were playing in the NFL, and that your life took a turn. Bring us up to speed on what happened. All right.
Pretty much what happened was I had a drunk driver take my career away from me. Finally, I start doing good. I get myself right back on the right path, got my goals elevated right to where I needed them to. And sure enough, I got diagnosed with lymphoid leukemia.
Okay, did this happen after the drunk driver hit you?
About 16 years later.
So you were getting back into the NFL?
No, I was getting back into shape, though. Finally, my legs started working really good.
Uh-huh.
I actually finally started doing I felt like I was back to me again.
Yeah.
I was finally able to stop using my crutches. I was finally able to stop to get my life fully going again.
Yeah.
And then once when he went out and everything else again, and now it seems like with my healthy cane, it's almost like all the hard work I did just went back into nothing almost, but I'm not letting it affect me like that. I'm letting it affect me as, what can I do to overcome this now? How can I achieve this, and how can I still hit my goals?
Mm-hmm. Now, what happened after, paint the picture. So you get signed. That was your dream be an NFL player?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much, everything was going great for me. I got my dream job. I had my dream girl, everything. And come to find out, the dreams ain't always what they thought to be. Because whenever everything happened, I spent right around 5-6 months in the hospital. Got the woman I was with that I thought was my one and only actually divorced me while I was still going through the rehabilitation in the hospital. I ended up meeting a great woman. I now have 4 beautiful children. And I can tell you this much right now. It went from my fear of loss of not being able to play anymore to now my fear of loss of how to get them taken care of if anything shall go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was this called? It was called a leukemia?
Lymphoid leukemia.
Lymphoid leukemia. What is that for the people that never heard of
lymphoid
that?
Leukemia is where your cells actually start magnifying. They thought I was having a heart attack. I went into the hospital. They did a cardiac catheter. They couldn't figure out why my heart had the issues I had. Well, then finally they decided to do a PET scan. And from there they ended up finding out I had the lymphoid leukemia. At first we tried pretty much everything. I was kind of nervous. We did a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of everything. And it's one thing to go through it. Luckily I had my wife go through it with me, but the scariest thing in the world was having my kids see it. So once I actually got over that part right there and was able to actually get myself to, it helped me get myself to the point where I know what I'm doing, and I remembered what I was working for in the first place. So mm-hmm. now, God forbids anything does happen with me with this, I'm setting things up so my kids won't have to worry about how they're going to go to school, how they're going to go ahead and learn, where they're going to live. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to keep pushing forward on that.
And what did they say? They diagnosed it as...
They diagnosed it as a lymphoid leukemia, late stage 4. So there's really, after we tried the stuff we did try, there's not really much more to do. Now, I did meet a gentleman today that I guess has a doctor that's doing a lot with experimental as well as that. I'm going to go try seeing him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, hopefully that could do something.
What did they say? So they actually put a time frame on it? What was the time frame they gave?
I'm looking at a time I was looking at around 2 years.
2 years? How long ago was that?
About 13, 14 months ago.
13, 14 months. Okay. Yeah. So that's coming up to where they told you 2 years. That's another 6 months, basically.
6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I came. Can I go ahead and talk about what happened after your show as well?
Yeah. So we didn't go into the details. It was really short. And I heard about your situation, and I really wanted to meet you. And we met. And then we started to talk on some really positive things.
Oh, most positive. I mean, the brotherhood, I got to see it that I've seen. I go to church, Salem Baptist in Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah. Let's see, for the people who didn't get to see that clip, I was asking you because we were at a convention and there was a lot of Muslims around. And yes. I was just asking you, how has your interaction been with the Muslims?
And I got to realize.
And you were talking positive.
Yes, nothing but positive. The brotherhood that they have, the unity that they have. It's unstoppable. Mm-hmm. I mean, like literally, we're normally, and then if that wasn't bad enough, I literally got to see them go outside. There was some homeless people outside, as you remember, outside the convention. They brought them in. They gave them clothes. They gave them food. Name one other event where you ever see that. Mm-hmm. I go to events on a monthly basis, and I'm not going to lie, I've never seen nothing like that before. Yeah. I mean, I've seen people give the homeless a couple bucks when they're walking in out of either actual good guy or guilt. But they never actually just take them in, get them clothes, make sure they're taken care of. They even gave them a couple, what were them things? They gave them some coffee, and there was an organization there that actually puts people through college.
Sponsorships?
Yes. And they actually took them in there, and they had figs, and they had coffee. And they were literally giving these guys coffee, making sure they were warm and everything.
Maybe
else.
Some dates?
Dates is what it dates. Was, yes. Yeah. And, yeah, they made sure these guys had food in their belly, and they made sure they had clothes on them. They even were asking, well, where are you going, this and that, to make sure they had a place to go over their head.
Yeah.
I mean, that was amazing. You don't see that nowhere.
And because of that, correct me if I'm wrong, you got some death threats?
Oh, more than death threats. If you actually even go to the
thing. This is in response to the video we did.
Yeah.
We'll leave the video in the description. You can actually see what we were talking about. And then you were bringing me up to speed.
Well,
I was very shocked and surprised.
What blew my mind is there's people making comments on there. At first, the comments started off calling me a terrorist and stuff. And, I mean, two of the comments were right there literally, like, and there's an extension where I put a like on the thing and then made a comment about I put positivity or something like that. Nothing negative at all. And I got called a terrorist. I mean, I don't understand what makes it a terrorist. I mean, that's where they're getting wrong with the concept between reality, religion and reality. I mean, I didn't see a single terrorist there. There was no terrorist actions. And then it started off, and all I did is defended the fact of the what I seen versus what he was stating.
Yeah.
I mean, it led into a thing, as you know, where it became more of, it led into more of, how do I put this, a situation where it wasn't just him. And I started wondering, you know, for the Muslim community, how often do they deal with this? All I said was, 5 minutes of positivity. And I've gotten a month's worth of hate. I mean, I went to pretty much an event of love. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It was prayer. It was education. And it was just the community finding ways to work, the Muslim community finding ways to work together and grow. And next thing I know, I'm a bad person for it. And there's no way. I mean, I help out with Build Chicago. I mean, I see the next thing you know, they're going to start saying, like, I mean, I don't even know how to put it into words.
You actually got a you got a someone found your phone number.
Yeah, I had my phone number attached initially to one of my accounts, and I guess he just started googling me. Well, I get a phone call, and I'm sitting there with my wife and kids, and I literally had to leave the room from the situation, because I mean this guy is literally he's telling me people like me should be dead. How could I do this to America? How like why like call me a terrorist and everything. I call it stupid. I tried to rationalize with somebody I don't know over the phone. Yeah. I know the common thing would do, but you hang up so many times, you finally answer. I'm not going to sit there and call the cops and hide behind the cops. I'm going to try explaining to this guy, listen here, you're making a mistake. Why would you judge people like that? Why would you go ahead and
put
a false
to mind? So now you're trying to reason with them, yeah. Hoping that some good will come out.
Yeah, and then it turned into a situation where he literally tagged me with a whole bunch more people on Facebook. And pretty much put some like, and it just turned into something bigger and bigger and bigger.
Wow!
And all it was positivity. I mean, even you, the video thing we had, you even put on there love. Yeah. I mean, at no point did we like we wasn't talking about doing anything negative, yeah. In any means possible. I mean, anybody that follows me knows I deal with 16 different charitable organizations. 16. Including one of them does nothing but get gang members out of gangs and off the streets. Mm-hmm. If that's terrorism, what's Americanism?
Yeah.
I mean, I do what I have to do to help my family. I want to show my kids that you don't have to be scared of anything. That you don't, just because you hear something's bad, find out. I mean, it ain't like, if it's something that's legal to be there, obviously there's a reason why it's not banned. Mm-hmm. And the way I look at the situation, at no point did I see any negative behalf of anything they had going there.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's one of the reasons why the company I work with now, that's why I like them so much. Because I did the same thing as what we were talking about with that. I mean, UAM does the same thing that you've seen them out there. They mm-hmm. set up, they educate with what the programs they got going with yeah. the Quran and all that. What other companies bridge uh-huh. together with a family like that?
Yeah.
Just like you guys. I'm trying to think the way you guys were out there with the books and stuff. They had that other group of people that was right there by you.
Yeah,
they'd send it to the correctional centers and stuff.
Uh-huh. Gang Peace.
Gang Peace.
Yeah.
Name other organizations that do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's not a bad thing. You're giving people yeah. that feel like they have no hope, motivation to succeed.
Yeah.
Motivation to do positivity. Mm-hmm. Motivation to learn. Yeah. Motivation to grow. Mm-hmm. If that's terrorism. Whoever got that mental idealism of it is all wrong.
Mm-hmm. So you got a chance to kind of experience a little bit what many Muslims go through. Now imagine someone like let's say a Muslim woman who's imitating the mother of Jesus, Mary. She wears the what's called the hijab. Now you know that she's a Muslim. And now you can now imagine the kind of not only threats, but physical assaults that have happened to these women.
I believe it 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 6'4", and I got people literally threatening me over a situation.
That's crazy.
I can't imagine. Wow. And I don't mean this to stereotype or anything else, but I was about a good 2 foot taller than almost everybody I've seen out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not as peaceful as person.
Mm-hmm.
I speak my mind very easily. I notice a lot of guys there, even if they get offended, they excuse themselves from the situation.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
I can't imagine when people the way that they get disrespected. I mean, I did something positive for 5 minutes, and it was like a blink of the eye, mm-hmm. and I got threatened like that. Mm-hmm. Imagine people that have to, that wear their robes that go to that they see it on the way to church.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine the way they're treated.
Why do you think this is?
Fear.
Fear.
So many people. The government originally, 9/11, everything else. It was like install fear into people.
Mm-hmm.
It was so many people think automatically they see somebody that's foreign and they automatically assume terrorist.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that's the only way I can think. I never thought like that.
Yeah. Some of us can't imagine that. But yeah, I met a pastor. I was visiting Colorado
mm-hmm.
and I just got done speaking and I noticed him and I approached him and we spoke. And while we were speaking, and then he obviously got to ask his questions, he had some questions. And that's the first step, making that human connection and doing what he did. He was brave enough to come in. But in one point in the conversation, I heard him sincerely say that he was actually scared to come there. And I said, so how do you feel now that you realize it's not a bomb-making factory? And how do you feel like being around Muslims, making that connection with other human beings. That was that first step. And he was very happy. He was elated. He was feeling much more at ease. And education was the second step. So obviously making that first connection with the Muslims, visiting a mosque, connecting, and then getting yourself educated. I think that's another key to eliminate some of this. I call them false fear, manufactured fear that's been created.
I agree. I mean, not only that, look online.
Yeah.
Look online about, like, I mean, and this is one thing, I said a little bit of it whenever I was on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like I said before, that everybody, like, it's a misjudgment. If you look at the situations the way they are versus the way that people are programmed to perceive them, you actually realize, I mean, if you go to Ireland, I'm pretty sure it's the Catholics and the Protestants.
Yes.
At a war with each other. You go to Greece, it's not even a religion issue. It's a lot of the Greeks versus the Turkish. Mm-hmm. And it's like that in all parts of the world. Not just one part, not just two, but they try to push away from it. They try to help each other grow from it. They're trying to fix the boundaries. Mm-hmm. Here, it's like everybody's trying to install them worse.
Yeah.
I mean, one second you got somebody sitting there. I mean, look even in the comments on just like a basic thing. It starts off, somebody says something positive or puts like a little cute video up. And the next thing you know, you got people making comments, and then it either becomes a race or religion thing.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just becomes hate all the way down.
Yeah.
And it just blows my mind. Uh-huh. I mean, we did a message of peace, a message of greetings, as you called it.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was very positive. I mean, I went home, and I even showed the members of my church. I was like, listen, I had a great time, you know, great people. And the next thing I know, I just started getting the messages. Mm-hmm. I started getting comments. I mean, right there directly on a page where people have a right to post their own opinion. And I understand that. That's their opinion. That's their thoughts. But there's a difference between opinion and a hate crime. And some of the comments that was being made on there, there was one gentleman that made a comment on there that he did not appreciate it. He's been Muslim his whole life. He's never done any violent actions. He has no criminal record. And then it was almost like he was targeted for a second even. Yeah. And it's like, why? What did he do to deserve that? Mm-hmm. Realistically, he did nothing.
Those type of people, if you look at, they have more in common with that fringe element that the media usually highlights and tries to represent them as if they're, you know, the majority of Muslims. Like, let's say someone does an extreme act out there and has nothing to do with Islam. And if you look at all the data, you have more of a chance. People make this example, experts in this area of collecting data on terrorism and whatnot, you actually have more of a chance of getting hit by your furniture or getting killed by your furniture than some kind of Islamic terrorist out there.
Right.
But these people out here who are spreading this kind of hate and misinformation, who have been misled to believe many of these false things. But it's one thing being misled to believe something that's false, but then you can either continue to stay ignorant or you can get educated.
Exactly.
That's the thing. And the scary thing is many of these people who are attacking you and people like you who are speaking the truth, they're actually choosing to stay ignorant.
Well, and the worst thing of it is some of them same people were people that were following me right before uh-huh. talking about how much they loved the positive stuff I was doing.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden the anger, the grief, and all the mental anguish came out, and then it started making me wonder, is like, why you're talking about doing terrorist acts, why calling somebody else a terrorist?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good point, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to kill me and my family. Why? Because we spoke positive about something?
You went way out of line. Now,
yeah, but yet, that's supposed to be the good person, right?
Yeah.
He says he's fighting
for
America.
They actually threaten you and your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and one of them, like, literally, if you go to the initial video, you're going to see where it actually starts, where it leads into it. And the thing that blows my mind is that means he actually follows it. So why are you following something you hate so much?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, I wonder why. You go out of your way
The way I look at it is if you hate something that much, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Avoid it. Go somewhere else. I mean, there's been people in my life I didn't like, and if I see them, I just don't talk to them, and mm-hmm. I walk the other direction.
Yeah.
I mean, why threaten people? I mean, the difference of it is, and I don't even really feel it as a threat. I feel it as sincerity from them. Because if you have that much hate in your heart that you're going to sit there and publicly say it, that means you have no fear for the law. You have no fear for what other people think of you.
Yeah.
What's going to stop that person from actually going out and attacking somebody? Mm-hmm. Why? Because of religious beliefs?
Yeah. So this overall, so there was a lot of people who had seen that video, huh?
You got Oh, yeah.
Yeah, was there some positive feedback?
I got a lot. Yes, actually, believe it or not, a lot of this is a part that a lot of the Muslim communities and stuff that actually noticed it came up. They told me thank you so much. Actually, my church even liked it. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys from my church came up and told me, "Hey, guess what? Hey, you did a great job. Did you have fun? They looked like nice people." Da 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 da. And I kept telling them, it wasn't the people. It was the place. It was everything.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, I met a lot of positive people. I made a lot of friends, actually, at the event. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you this much right now. When people want to sit there, and I'll say this right here. I'll say it right like this right here. Even. For those who want to sit there and say, like, call them names, threaten people for their religious beliefs, especially the Muslim community that's doing nothing wrong to you. Think about it. I want you to go home. I want you to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself the true question. Who is the terrorist at that point? You're going to cause harm to a family and to a culture of people because you don't understand them. If anything is terrorism, that's terrorism. The breakdown, the mental abuse. I feel sorry for the children. I seen the way the children were dressed and everything else there. And with if somebody's willing to come at me, a grown man, the way they did, what are they going to say to a kid? Mm-hmm. Where are they going? I mean, I got to see the looks. I was actually with one of my colleagues that I work with, and we went to a Brazilian steakhouse. And while we were sitting there, we seen a group of Muslim kids come in with their family and everything else. And, like, I never noticed it. I never paid attention before. Maybe it's because of the situation I'm dealing with. But you can actually watch the way people look at them and move away from them and make comments with them standing right there. Mm-hmm. No fear, no restrictions on what they even say. So, I mean, if you think about the situation, what everybody needs to do is stop looking at it like that. Talk to somebody. If you see a guy that you fear, walk up to him, shake his hand. It doesn't matter what religion he is. He'll talk to you. He'll sit there. He'll be real with you. I mean, the simplistics, okay, it's a belief issue. But at the same point, the biggest response I got, well, I'm a true Christian. No, because if Christians started acting like Christians, there would be no need for Christianity. I know that sounds weird, but the love. I mean, where's the love? Religion is supposed to be love. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be knowing that there's something up there, knowing that, hey, I want to go to heaven. Whatever you call it, whatever you want it to be, I don't care what religion you are. It's to do good. And ask for forgiveness for the wrongs you've done and move forward. Now, how can you do that, sit there and say you're doing that when you're sitting there? And I guarantee you, some of the people, I went to their pages. They sit there, they brag. They go to church twice a week, mm-hmm. every Sunday and Wednesday. But yet, then they still have that hate in their heart.
Yeah, I can't understand that part, because one of the greatest commandments is to love your neighbor like you love yourself, right?
Exactly.
So after loving God, loving your neighbor. And we're not going anywhere. I mean, Muslims are here to stay. Christians are here to stay. We all have to learn to get along. We all have to learn to, you know, cooperate in goodness, right? And I like what you're saying, is that, and this is important for everybody, because if the majority of good people remain silent, then the minority of evil people out there, they're going to start to rain havoc. So many people, they don't agree with a lot of these things, but they stay silent. But you're courageous enough to step up and speak up. Many people, they're staying, while other people are staying silent. And that's how that silent, this minority that's out there spreading this hate, they're going to end up having a bigger and bigger platform. And you're going to think they're the majority.
Well, and not only that, they're sitting there. I mean, do they realize how many religions are out there? I mean, they're focusing on one religion. I mean, there's so many religions. I mean, you got Muslim, you got Israelites, you got Christians, you got Catholics, you got Baptists, it can go on for days.
Yeah.
And then you go into other countries. I mean, they got one whole religious structure that's separated over even in Africa between Kenya and Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yet one thing they got in common is everywhere you go, there's still Christians there and there's still Muslims there. And this issue is not as big as in other countries. I mean, it's still there. It's still there. But the hate part of it.
Yeah. You gave some good examples also. I think you mentioned, we talked a little bit about, for example, if people started to highlight the KKK. Uh-huh. You know, they have functioning branches right now to this day.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And we don't take them as like the epitome of Christianity or the drug cartels.
Exactly.
they're crossed up. They got the cross. You know, they're practicing. They'll say we're practicing Christians. But imagine the media took them as if they represent mainstream Christianity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like this right here is one thing. Another thing. I'm like, whenever you watch shows, so many shows actually stereotype to the point where it's like literally, I mean, you watch a show, you see a Muslim man, you don't see a Muslim man. Mm-hmm. You see a Muslim stereotype. You sit there, you see a Christian man, you don't see a Christian man. You see the holier-than-thou Christian man that they see on there.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, a lot of them same things show the feud. It's creating the same thing for the kids that's going to grow up, that's going to create the same thing for the kids. It's time we just show love.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the things that usually, like when I spoke to the pastor in Colorado, David, when we focus on many of these commonalities that we have together, you know, the people will be amazed. Like, and this is why education is so key. Many people, you know, just by defining certain words, like for instance, Muslim is simply one who has submitted to the will of God, just like Jesus submitted to the will of God, Moses, Abraham. And Islam is to do that action of submitting one's will to God. Christians don't know that there's a whole chapter in the Quran named after Jesus' blessed mother Mary. It's in the Quran, a whole chapter. A Muslim can buy himself or herself a ticket to the hellfire if they deny Jesus as one of the mightiest messengers ever sent to mankind with that same message that all the other prophets came. Worship the creator, not the creation. So we have a deep reverence and love not only for his mother, but for Jesus himself. You cannot utter one word of disrespect about Jesus. So I think this is like heart-touching and softening when you hear these things, you know? Well, many people don't know these commonalities.
Well, the funny thing, talking about that right there, I try to be the best Christian I can be.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I had a situation happen, I think it was 2 days ago. We were out there. We were actually in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a gentleman at one of the events we were at.
Yeah.
And I said I used Jesus' name and to compliment. And I was like, man, you guys look good. He actually corrected me and asked me not to use the Lord's name, Jesus' name like that, because that's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this right here. I was like, and he actually went into detail to explain to me that to throw the names out there like that is a form of blasphemy. It's a form of disrespect because you're saying that something. How did he put it? I wish I could put it the way he did. He said it so smooth.
Was this a Christian or Muslim?
That was a Muslim gentleman.
Muslim. Oh, we usually say peace be upon him.
Yeah. But I told him, I said something like Jesus Christ. I said something like, Jesus Christ, you look not, like I complimented his outfit.
Yeah.
And he corrected me and he said, no, you're not supposed to say that. And I thought at first, because my first response is because of lack of knowledge. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you guys and my first words to him, and I'm not going to lie, I was like, oh, you guys don't believe in Jesus. He corrected me. He's like, no, it ain't that we don't believe in Jesus.
This is the Muslim now.
Yes.
Telling you. Okay. And what did he say?
He actually went into detail talking about how he looked, Jesus was a prophet, just started going into that, Muhammad, everything else, and explained to me, no matter how you look at it, to use their names in vain, especially to the word vain, he went into detail, the word vain, is in like the same thing I was doing that I complimented him on his clothing. To be overexcited about somebody's appearance is to be vain.
Mm-hmm.
So like he went into this long detailed thing about like literally gave me a lecture not to use Jesus's name like that.
To be respectful towards Jesus.
Yeah,
pretty much. And that goes what I'm saying, that you know, if many Christians, if they knew, they sit and talk with the Muslims and really know our viewpoint. Obviously, we get the elephant out of the room, and this is with all due respect. We don't believe he was a literal God or son of God, but he called people to worship God. Okay, we got that out of the room? Fine, let's do that. But let's go on these other things, how he greeted people. He would say, As-salamu alaykum, salamu alaykum. The way he prayed, the same way Muslims prayed. He fell on his face and prayed to God. He didn't eat pork. He was chaste, moral. He was that same moral message. All those commonalities, right, are there with us. And we, like the gentleman who was telling you, we take strong offense. If someone disrespects Muhammad or Jesus, they're all brothers of one another. They all came with the same message. Worship the one God, the creator, not the creation. We respect them, all of them. You know, deny one, deny them all. That's how it is.
Yeah, and it caught me off guard because I was educated.
Yeah.
He didn't get mad at me. He didn't get angry. He didn't threaten my family. He didn't sit there and act like an idiot over it. He actually was very positive.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and after we got done and everything, I even got his business card and everything.
Yeah. And here's one thing I like to, because a lot of times, you know, look, you'll be a football fan, right? What's your favorite team?
My favorite team?
Yeah.
The Bears.
You like the Bears. You'd probably like for your friend to like the Bears, too, more than the Packers or something, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So even you can be, you know, let's say you drive a certain car. You know, you believe that Ford is the way to go. The other one wants Toyota. But then your friend says, look, he says, found on the road dead. You know?
Right.
You heard that say?
Oh, yeah.
So he's, like, convincing you to
Thanks
go.
Thanks, rebuilt daily.
So now, is he a traitor now because he's trying to get you to go with let's say, the Toyota, that you have less problems, or you're trying to get him to go with this team? I mean, what I'm trying to make the comparison is, like, when you go and eat Italian food, or you go and you pick for this team or that, obviously, this way of life, you know, the way of life that you choose to live by that is connected to God is more serious, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, that's all you should feel. It's not like someone's trying to, let's say, push something on you. They're sharing. They're educating, just like we are. We're educating people on this way of life. If you like what we have to say, you accept. If you don't, reject. But it doesn't mean we can't still, you know, be friends and, you know, work together on other important issues and that are out there affecting the world, that we live in.
Well, it's kind of like this right here. I got to see the restraint, and I even asked him why afterwards. We just actually did an event, and one of my friends, Abraham, he got disrespected horribly.
Yeah.
And
who this the
one of my friends,
Abraham,
yes.
The Muslim guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And long story short, like,
why did he get disrespected for?
Originally, it was over a disagreement over the event, but it became into something more.
Okay.
Like, hate words started coming out.
Yeah.
And the way he handled the situation, I honestly can say I've never seen anybody handle it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I wouldn't have handled it. I actually stepped up. He had to tell me, please step down. Because I ain't going to lie, crutches and all. I mean, I was about to lose my temper.
Yeah.
And the bad thing of it is, the people that was with me, I mean, we all almost lost our temper, and he had to literally ask us, hey, can you guys please just calm down, go in the other room? And he stood there and was literally, for about 15 minutes, he sat there and he tried to reason with the gentleman. After he was pretty much called racist names, he was, like, made fun of right there, and he stood his ground. He stayed positive.
Who was calling him racist names?
Another gentleman that was actually one of the gentlemen that we were actually using to put on the event through.
Yeah.
And, like, he actually, I don't know how he did it, but he maintained his calmness and everything else. And after we got done with the situation, we're getting ready to leave. Me and my brother actually went up and talked to him. We're like, why didn't you just lose it? Like, we had your back. I mean,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to promote violence or anything, but if you would have heard the stuff that was said, I mean, it had my blood boiling.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I was going to say something. When you got a good man that sits there and helps people and he gets disrespected, those around him, I figured, you know, maybe he's just all about peace. I'll stick up for him. But
yeah.
His exact words was, what would that solve? You can't beat ignorance with a stick, is what he told me.
That's powerful. Look at that.
Yeah, you can't beat ignorance with a stick.
You can't beat ignorance with a stick.
And I was like, well, these definitely are more like logs.
Yeah.
And he goes like that right here. He goes, it wouldn't solve anything. Then the guy would have a reason to sit there and say why he did what he did.
Yeah.
And how he feels like he feels.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat there. So I see the way that the community gets treated in a whole now, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right. I mean, the way I look at it is you don't see the Muslims going up there and calling the Christians terrorists, but yet if you look overall over time, there's been, and this is from a man that goes literally to a Baptist church, there's been more what they call terrorist attacks from Christian organizations than there ever has been Muslim.
That's a statistical fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet you don't see the Muslims going up to the Christian churches saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You still see them saying love.
Yeah.
And not only that right there, if you watch even the way they come up. And when I go up to shake somebody's hand, I was always taught to come up and I'm like this, right? If you notice, they go like this right here. They comfort the hand. They like come in peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
They even show. I mean, you feel peace whenever you get a handshake like
we
that.
We start with peace. We say, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've heard so much ridiculous stuff. Like, that's what and one of my friends actually corrected the guy there, and the guy felt like an idiot and just walked off. But I had one gentleman, literally, I guess he's seen the videos of me being on your last show.
Yeah,
and he was making fun of me. That's he follows God. He don't know why I'd be around them people following Allah.
Uh huh.
And my buddy, somebody had explained to him, you know, you just said you don't follow God, and you were talking about God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he got a little bit of a treat of reality right there with himself. And I found it humorous. Like, I mean, the guy, you know, you told somebody something that they realized that they were wrong when the only thing they could do is walk away.
Yeah.
But seriously, uh-huh. I mean, on the biggest note of the situation, I mean, what's wrong with people today?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Like, I know this ain't the 1950s anymore. I know it's not the 1960s anymore. I know it's definitely not the 1920s anymore. But when did it become okay to walk up and just racially attack somebody, to attack somebody's spiritual being, to attack somebody's mental being? And then we sit here, and like the biggest thing everybody wants to focus on is anti-bullying.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at the bullying in the school. And then you teach your kid to walk up to them and sit there and make fun of them.
Yeah.
So what why should your kid not be picked on? But your kid can walk up and start making racist slurs at a grown man.
So you're trying to it's contradictory. It's hypocrisy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Like everything. I mean, when I was a kid, believe it or not, the area we grew up in, there was no hate back and forth. No matter what religion you were, no matter what your mindset was, you know what? You're cool people, you got love. If you're not, don't be around us.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, ever since all this stuff, it's like, and I'm not even going to say just Illinois, but America fears Muslims. And they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that there's not certain Muslims you shouldn't be scared of. Just like I'm saying, there's not certain Christians you shouldn't be scared of. But it's not the fact that they're Muslim that you should be scared of.
Yeah.
It's the people. It's not the religion.
I actually say if a Muslim is following, the more he's following Islam, the more you have less to actually fear him, right? Exactly. But I think most people, a lot of times, this hate is perpetuated and people are socially conditioned according to the culture. You got a lot of, the kind of things people are seeing all day and all night on the TV and, you know, the movies and the rappers and all these other things that are out there conditioning the mind and whatnot. So these people are affected, you know, by their social environment. But Islam is actually calling people away from these things that are mind and heart corruptors. And you mentioned, it's interesting, and that's why education is so important. When you mentioned the guy said, oh, I worship God, they worship Allah, right? But that just, you know, when you know the simple facts on this, Jews and Christians who are actually Arabic speaking, they're Arabic speaking Christians. They have a Bible in Arabic. In that first chapter of Genesis alone, the word Allah is used. Mm-hmm. Because God, the word God didn't come into existence until what, like around the 1600s.
Exactly.
And Jesus would say Allaha in Aramaic. He spoke Aramaic. He would say Allaha. He didn't say God, right? And it's closer to Allah. Eloh, Elohim, Allah. So this is the same. This is just Semitic languages. So you can see how far people are away from reality, and how compounded ignorance on top of ignorance, and then you get some more Fox News, and then that adds to the problem. But before we cut out, I commend you. You know, some people like you who've made the human connection, who've connected with your brothers and sisters, because we're all, you know, in this world together, right? We're all, we say, brothers and sisters in humanity, because we all have the same father, Adam. Then there's brothers and sisters in family, and then there's brothers and sisters in faith. But in brothers and sisters in humanity, we want to see violence go down. We want to see poverty, you know, be eradicated. We want our children to succeed, our families to grow. We want the good things. So those are the kind of good things that we want to work together on. This hate is going to just hinder all that.
Right.
And destroy it.
And I would like to say something, too. I would like to say this right here. For those who sit there, okay, I understand. It's the same situation that we've been dealing with the last few hundred years with black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
The only difference of it is now it's Christian-Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad thing of it is let the hate go. Let the racism go. That's pretty much what it is. You guys want to sit there and you say you want anti-bullying, then stop bullying. I mean, if you look at the majority of the people that's out there that's having these issues, they're the same people giving it to somebody else. You can't sit there and yell at your child for pulling a girl's hair and then go ahead and see somebody and pull your kids across the street because, oh my God, she has, what is that robe called on the head?
The hijab.
Hijab. Yeah. Is that right? Hijab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like Mary wrote.
Yes, yeah. Just like Mary. I mean, if Mother Mary, if Mary was walking down the road, would you go ahead and grab your kids and go to the other side of the street?
Or like a nun, or
yeah,
a nun,
or even this much right now. Like, watch. Like, if whatever church you go to, whatever religion you have, if you've seen your pastor, father, whatever, walking towards you, are you going to go to the other side of the road? No. So stop doing it. Grow up. We're all brothers and sisters, one way or another. No matter what religion you have, I mean, respect your neighbors.
Respect your neighbors, yeah.
I mean, it is at the same point, you don't have to have the same belief to have this. You got the same heart. You got the same blood. If, I don't care what color you are. You go outside in the sun long enough, you're going to get sunburned. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and you cut yourself with a knife. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this. You're still going to bleed. So until you find a way to fix all that stuff and change all that stuff, remember that you guys are the same. Everybody's the same. Stop the hate. Show the love. I mean, I heard a good phrase just yesterday. I know we're wrapping up. But there's actually a boxing gym here in town that guys put down the guns, pick up the gloves. Mm-hmm. This same thing, but instead of picking up the gloves or picking up the guns, they should just pick up a book,
get educated,
learn,
get educated. Watch exactly. Watch the Dean Show.
Watch the Dean Show. Exactly.
There you go.
And don't come back with hate on the Dean Show.
There you go. I really.
I will debate you.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, most definitely.
You're actually doing also, you're doing a lot of motivational speaking nowadays.
Oh, right? Yeah.
If someone wanted to get in contact with you, you know, are you accepting invitations?
Oh yeah. They can either contact UAM. They can go online and get a hold of UAM. Or they can go ahead and on Instagram. It's Timmy the Greek One. TimmyTheGreek1. Number one.
There you go.
But the easiest way, get a hold of UAM.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. And you can go ahead and subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave the gems that you picked up from here in the comments. Want to hear some more positivity, things that you've walked away with, some advice that you'd like to give for people to be able to grow more from this show, and maybe some things that you picked up on. Share your experiences. And we'll see you next time here on The Dean Show, God willing. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.